He's the voice of the valley. Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on The Beacon.
Hudson Valley Focus live on The Beacon, 7:06 here. Good morning, Dave Stewart.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm glad you made the journey down. You found me down here in Fishkill.
I found you all the way down here, yes,
exactly.
Sir.
Come up to that mic just a little bit more, if you will, there for sure. So, hey, speaking of going up somewhere, I took a little trip over to Hyde Park last Saturday to the Farmer's Market. I really went over to say hello to Dot Schenevert. Of all the mornings, she wasn't there at that point in time. But I was talking to, you got a booth there, Bob Barton?
Bob Borden, yes, sir.
Borden, yeah. I knew I was going to mess that up. Nice conversation, and to be out there and, you know, explaining, you know, what you folks do. I'm glad you came in this morning. I want, you know, talk about the things that you do. But before you came in, I was talking about the absolute critical importance of training the next generation of people in the trades. This is the conversation that you and I first started, the first time I ever met you, I think, when you came in with Mike Whalen, if I recall correctly, from DBS Remodeling.
Correct, yes, sir.
However many years ago. And having, I don't know, respect for the people in the trades.
It's changed a lot, thankfully. I mean, it's really, I mean, other countries, you know, being an electrician, being a plumber, you know, it's considered a good trade. It's a good job. Over here, for years, it was not considered that way, but it's really swinging around. I mean, we have some real good advocates like Sue Serino. She's mm-hmm. been for years putting together these trade shows. And the quality of kids that we're getting. I was proctoring the exam at BOCES a couple months ago, and there's a waiting list for kids to get into the electrical program in BOCES. So you're really getting good kids that want to be in there,
excellent.
Not kids that just don't want to be in class.
Excellent. So sometime in the near future, I'll have Dr. Jonah Shanker. He's the BOCES superintendent in Ulster County.
Yep. Yeah, I'm on that advisory committee, too. I've met him many times.
Yep.
Good man as well.
So we're going to bring these voices together. And next week, end of next week, have Jack Nugent in with me. He is a former Navy guy, submariner, he now is associated with this deal, buildsubmarines.com, this maritime industrial base, all the way, education curriculums, all the way kindergarten through high school.
Wow.
And then actually getting people hooked up with training facilities around the country to restore a maritime industry here across America.
It's amazing. You know, people using their hands. If people
yes.
want to do it, it's noble careers. You know, it's amazing.
Absolutely necessary.
Necessary.
I mean, this is the thing that has always gotten to me, Dave Stewart, because as I was talking about, you know, in the insurance business, you know, these were a lot of my insurance clients, whether they were the manufacturers or the carpenters, the electricians, the plumbers, the masons, the painters. These are the people I knew I worked with all the time.
And you take for granted, you know, we're sitting in a room and it's, you know, just a little 10x8 room or whatever. But the amount of trades that needed to put this room together
yes.
and be comfortable, it's absolutely crucial.
That's an interesting point, because as you look around just this room and think about everything that went into it and all of the logistics of the transportation and the trucking and the putting this together. And it all happens. And Robbie, you've talked about iPencil, you know, the white paper on, you know, no one person knows how to make a pencil.
Yeah,
sure. And what happened to it?
Yeah, I mean, especially from someone who grew up with someone in the plumbing industry who worked with hands, and someone who isn't at all interested in doing it personally as a profession, that's a great way to kind of see the world in the greater lens. It's just like everything is built and manufactured, and you know, comes from a certain place,
and it all just comes together, self-organizing.
But from years of practices and protocols,
yes,
and people putting it together. And, you know, the people that are doing these things. I mean, just thinking about this piece of glass that's behind you. You know, I mean, a glazier had to do that. That wasn't, yes, something that some random person could, yeah, just do and transport and cut. And I've tried to cut glass myself thinking it wasn't that big of a deal, and it didn't turn out well. I ended up calling my friend Chris Venna from CNC Glass to come over and bail me out because I just messed it up.
Exactly. So, no, I mean, it's a great world that we live in, and of course you're sitting here with your USMC cap on here, Marine Corps, and the conversation we had originally, you learned your initial skills in the Marines.
I was blessed to have a good recruiter that I did fairly well on my ASFAB, and he asked me what I wanted to do in the military, and I said I didn't know there was jobs in the military. I thought we carried guns.
Yeah.
And he pointed me in a good direction, and you know, here I am 25 plus years later, and I'm an electrician, you know, God willing.
That I have to laugh because I, you know, in basic training in the Army, you have those 3 or 4 days of tests, and you sit down with somebody, what do you want to drive? I said, well, I want to drive a truck. And the guy says to me, you have scores like this, you want to drive? I said, I want to drive a truck. So they sent me to Fort Polk, Louisiana to be an infantry rifleman. And it took me a few months later. I was over in the Republic of South Korea and as a battery commander's driver for 3 months, which was, you know, the movie MASH, all the crazy stuff that went on. Well, that's about what that was like. But then finally, one of the officers came in from the assembly and transport section, and he said, I want him in my section. So I you know, wound up taking over as a assembly and transport on Honest John rockets and the top secret clearance on how to arm a nuclear warhead. So I've not had much call for it since, though.
Well, thankfully, I've had a lot of call for my skills that I learned in the military. Yeah.
But I joke about that, Dave Stewart, because of the fact that, just to illustrate the point, how many different skill sets are required in the military. I mean, the fact that the folks that had to have the supplies, that we had the big maintenance units across the road from us that did the heavy equipment maintenance, the cooks, the mess halls that had to feed people, that getting the laundry done. It's all, without that, it falls apart.
Everything, you know, industry doesn't go on with people, without people using their hands.
No, exactly.
I just I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and we came up a little saying, and I said, "You'll find you have less problems in life if your hands are moving." I thought that's a pretty good quote.
That's a real good point. The other thing that I like goes along with that is the harder you work, the easier life is.
The luckier you are.
you kind of make your own luck as you go. I want to back up to something we were talking about. I guess when we were talking about how attitudes have changed, a couple of people that made some really big changes, I think, subtly over time. Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs.
Yep.
Great show. John Ratzenberger, who used to be on Cheers, and he had his initiative with also talking about the trades and occupations. I mean, that messaging that's been out there for maybe the last 20 years or so, I think has gone a long way to help people understand.
It makes a big difference. It really does. When it's in your face, it's on the news, it's on the radio,
that, right,
it is a positive thing. It's not just because you couldn't go to college. It's,
right,
because you made a good choice.
Yes, exactly. It's 7:15 on Hudson Valley Focus Live. Let's hear from the Zolls with the sports report and back to with more conversation with Dave Stewart, dshomeservices.com on the Beacon.
Wake up informed. It's Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on the Beacon.
7:19 on Hudson Valley Focus on the Beacon. Dave Stewart, dshomeservices.com in studio with me. So tell me about your rock star plumber. I want to hear about your rock star plumber.
So yes, our plumbing division's our newest division. We're really we're getting into that. We actually just did our first well pump replacement yesterday. But yeah, my rock star plumber is Liz, and she is, I mean, just phenomenal. Really hardworking, dedicated. She actually started out doing electrical work with another company, and saw some opportunity in the plumbing side of things, and decided to go there. And she's been doing plumbing for, I think, about 3 years now. And I mean, this young lady is just all on all the time. I mean, if I had 10 of her, you know, we could take over the plumbing industry.
And also, I mean, we talked about Robin. We're talking about the DS Home Service. I really want to talk about it. I'm so glad you came in, because it reminds me of you know, you talked about Robin going out, being so detail-oriented, and the DS Home Services Club going through and making an inspection and finding things like the dryer vent that's plugged up, being a leading cause of fires in homes.
And that's something that 5 years ago I never would have considered.
Right.
You know, you don't think about these things. So, yeah, we put together this Total Home Care Club is what we call it. And, you know, it's just a checklist that we have a trained professional go through and just put eyes on all of the things that could be vulnerable in your home.
So your guys were out and serviced and recharged one of my heat pump units.
Correct.
Here recently. I just looked this morning. I just thought that I knew that the Central Hudson meter reader had been there a couple days ago. And I just checked in my bill this morning. Now, we've come out of a really we're in a really hot stretch right now. Really hot stretch for what, like 3 weeks at least?
Yeah, I think that 100-degree weather, I think that might have been a month ago.
Yeah. So this entire time, fortunately, I had that unit serviced and recharged just at the beginning of this happening. Why am I mentioning this? Because I just looked at my billing. Even though we've had this really hot stretch, my electric consumption this year versus last year is less.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Well, last couple of years, actually, we haven't had really hot summers.
Yeah.
And this is our first, like, really crazy summer in a while.
And that's why I wanted to back. When I realized, you know, just as you sat down, that I can go back at my weather station, and I can actually go back for 3 years and do, you know, what was the temperature on this day, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and make those comparisons. But I think the fact that was it, who came out, was it Rob maybe
For the AC?
AC,
it could have been Rob or Zach. We have a phenomenal HVAC team, best in the industry as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think one of them was there one time and one was there the other time once
that
we figured out what
right.
needed to be done. I want to mention this because they took the time to properly diagnose what the problem was. I had had this unit recharged by somebody else a year ago.
Sure, yeah.
And it lost its charge in a relatively short time. They never properly diagnosed the problem.
And so many people put Band-Aids on things and just, you know, they'll I'm sure it worked at first for a while. You know,
oh, yeah.
Okay, you fill it up and get it going. And, you know, and it's nobody's, it's not their fault, I'm sure. They probably just weren't properly trained. They didn't have the proper equipment. I mean, the more I get down into rabbit holes and I start researching stuff, and Frank, my GM, does the same thing. And we just come up with the decision, like, if we're going to do something, we have to do it right. We have to
yes.
do it the best way. And it starts getting super expensive because I don't know if you watch Rob or Zach when he was there, but they got all these gadgets and doohickeys and, you know, they hang it on this and they're checking. I always thought the electrical trade was like, you know, the king of the HVAC is so complicated. It's a lot of it's over my head. I mean, they're great, great people.
But this is important stuff because we're talking about, you know, protecting the environment. We're talking about saving money on our utility bills. It's really critical.
It is. And, you know, these heat pumps are phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, you know, wherever there's rules, you're going to find people who are trying to break the rules or get
yes.
around them. We have a lot of people in the industry that are putting in heat pumps, quote unquote, pulling out fossil fuels because that's the best incentives. But they're not doing it thoughtfully. What they're doing is they're putting in non-cold climate heat pumps
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and then backing them up with heat strips.
Right.
And then, you know, people are like, well, we put this heat pump in, but my electric bill is, you know, out of control. We've had to replace at least three that were only 2 years installed, pull a whole brand new system out and put a cold climate in because it just doesn't make sense. Once those strips start being what the heat source is, your utility bill, you're getting – I had a person that had a 1,200 square foot house and they were getting electric bills, $2,000 a month, $2,500 a month, you know, really cold.
Sure.
But just it's really – they're not doing the right thing for the customer.
When I go back to when I built my house 1987, 1988, my original air transfer heat pumps back then did have backup heat strips.
And that was the technology then. Nowadays,
yes.
we have these cold climate – Mitsubishi, phenomenal company, best around in my opinion, just came out with a four ton, so hyperheat heat pump. So you, if you have just essential air, we can pull out in some cases up to a three, maybe I think it's four ton, up to a four ton now. We could do it just a swap, and it'll be your whole heating load just from changing out your air compressor that was there before, your condenser that was there before. It's amazing technology.
When I back in that era, I mean, the cost to run those air transfer heat pumps with backup heat strips, and originally, this is where knowing who you're doing business with is critical. The person who installed that system when the house was brand new never set it up properly. And I was getting a situation, I would get down to about 26 degrees, 30 degrees, and the heat pumps were turning off, and I was going to 100% electric heat.
Correct.
It was killing me.
And that's why you hear a lot of people say, this climate can't have heat pumps. Right. Oh, we're just too far. But the technology's coming. Even in 10 years. I mean, even the four-ton unit from Mitsubishi just came out this week, actually.
Right.
Frank texted me over the weekend saying, hey, this just came out.
Right. And, of course, on you talk about the things changing. It's this fall, it's going to be 3 years since you put in the whole house generator system for us. And I think the 26 kW generator that we put in then was maybe had just come out.
That was brand new. You know, that was right off the line. Generac's actually coming out with a 28 coming up real soon. They're changing their whole model line. But, yeah, that 26, that was enough to do your geothermal in your home and some other – a lot of other stuff.
And it just – undersizing, and I think back to when I put the geothermal heating and cooling in. One of the problems, Dave Stewart, that was done back then is talking to the contractor who did that. How would the person who wants to pursue geothermal, how would you know what kind of well capacity you need? And that's where people would, oh, yeah, well, I got a quote from this other person, and it's a lot cheaper than you. Yeah, because they undersized the wells or they undersized the heat pumps. And now, just like you said, you get into this, and gosh, why isn't this working right? There's the problem.
And that's why it's really important to look at companies that have good longevity, that have good reviews, especially in places like Google, because you can't hide from them. You get these people, oh, we just new in a business, which is great. I encourage people to start new businesses. We love competition.
Sure.
But look at their history. Have they had other businesses? A lot of people will start a business, and then that business goes out. Happened a lot with solar companies. You know, they take advantage of all the loopholes, the subsidies, and then once they get that money, they just disappear. Same thing like I was talking with the non-hyperheat heat pumps. They checked all the boxes to get all the rebates. It wasn't in the best interest of the customer, but they checked enough boxes. They found that loophole, that the recipe that got them the most money, but it wasn't what was right for the customer. So you got to really look out for somebody that's been there for a while.
We're already at 7:28. Are you going to be able to spend a few minutes with me after 7:30? Or are you
got time for you?
Okay, because I want to come back and I want to talk about the you know, more about the people side of this and you know, pathways to training that somebody who is thinking, well, maybe I should be looking at this as a career opportunity. I mean, you mentioned you know, working with the Duchess and Ulster BOCES. And again, the conversation I had with Dr. Schenker last week, we still have a lot of work to do to change the perception, the stigma that maybe some of the parents attach to what they think BOCES education was, you know, 20, 25 years ago.
Just learning what it's changed from, because that was a stigma when I was a kid.
Yes. Yes. And I mean, we really have come a long way. And I'm very encouraged by what I am seeing. Gosh, now I think about this, you know, with this AI, artificial intelligence coming along, I don't think that's going to be replacing you anytime soon, is it?
Not unless Elon gets these bots going. I don't know. I think we're pretty safe for a few years at least.
Exactly. So now we have a lot to talk about. And what I also want to go over with you, Dave Stewart, you talked about, you know, we've got the water testing going on here in the month of July. You've got the Mitsubishi mini split systems, the Generac side of the business. You're still doing the EV charging stations. lots of facets to DS Home Services.
A lot of balls in the air, yes, sir.
A lot of balls in the air. And that's you know, important that as you do that, that you maintain the, you know, the organizational structure so that you've got other really good people you can depend on.
Well, yeah, Dave Stewart doesn't do most of the stuff. Dave Stewart has great, great people.
Exactly. 7:30 on Hudson Valley Focus Live. Back in a minute after these news, traffic, and weather updates on The Beacon.
Now, back to Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on The Beacon.
7:33 on Hudson Valley Focus Live on The Beacon. Dave Stewart, DS Home Services, dshomeservices.com, in studio with me. Getting keeping these units clean is really, really important, whether we're talking about the dryer vents or those AC units that God only knows what grows in there, particularly in this humid weather.
Yeah, you know, maintenance on these things. Yeah, a lot of people throw in these mini splits, you know, one to ones, whatever they are, and just, oh yeah, you got to clean the inside filter. And that's what the person, you know, God willing, he was a good friend of mine. He told me, just, oh yeah, just clean the filter out every once in a while. Really, no maintenance. You know, once a year, go out and clean out, you know, spray off the thing outside. It's not really that big of a deal. Fast forward, it was in my house for 10 years. And I started looking in there, and it was just something in there. And as I looked closer, there was what I think was mold just grow. It was I took a white paper towel, wiped in there, and it came out black.
And this was your own unit.
And this was in my home, which yes. we keep my house clean. We, you know, no, and it was in my bedroom. No kids, no dogs. It was disgusting. I cleaned that unit. And I woke up every day with a cough that I called the COVID cough. And I said, oh, you know, that's just what it is. Hacking. 2 days after I cleaned it, never had that cough since. Yeah. Amazing.
So from your own personal experience, translate that into what the folks out there are looking for.
And that's it. And like I didn't know, and I'm a professional. I'm not an HVAC guy necessarily, but I'm in the industry. If I didn't know, nobody knows.
Right.
And I've been in restaurants and just people's houses, my neighbors, my friends' houses, and not to scare people, just to educate. I have a video on our YouTube channel that kind of shows a little bit more about it. But yeah, it's just, it can be super dangerous. And just, you know, for the health and well-being of your family.
No question about it. So the training pathways, Dave Stewart, that folks have, I mean, you started out in the service, in the Marine Corps and there, but you don't have to, people will have to go sign up for the Marine Corps to, you know, start on a career in HVAC services with you or plumbing. Now, you've also, you talked about adding the plumbing. You also had told me some time back that you have people with the licenses or permits to do your gas hookups.
We have two licensed gas installers. You know, it came down to holistically, people just want to call one person.
Right.
They don't want to trust a bunch of companies in their home. And then when you get a bunch of companies, that company isn't out for your best interest necessarily. They're looking out for, hey, if it's a gas guy, hey, what else gas-wise can I sell in this house?
Right.
If it's a plumber, hey, what other But if we come in as holistically, look at the whole home and what are the best things, what are the top 10 things that we find in most homes, and go through that. And then it's just offering options on all of them and knowing how they work together is what's really important.
Yeah, exactly. So in terms of the training opportunities, we talked about, you know, it is good that a lot of the schools have you know, bring in their industrial arts programs back up, which is a good start. I mean, a lot of this, Dave Stewart, is in learning the language of the trade, I think.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's we put together, you mentioned Roadway and Pathways. It's funny. We actually, we're just coming out with this thing. We're calling it the DS. The whole thing is called a DS Atlas with roadmaps to different trades. So it starts out as in the electrical trade, it starts out as an electrical apprentice. And, you know, hey, understanding equipment, you know, knowing what the names of just, you know, connectors and couplings. So, you know, ladder safety. So, you know, there's all these benchmarks as you go along and you follow that path. For the HVAC, you're going to follow that path. And, you know, once you start out as an installer, well, you start out as a helper, then you're a junior installer, then you're an installer, and then you can, that path merges and there's a fork in the road, and you can either go to service technician or you can go to a lead technician. So we're creating this pathway with benchmarks and, you know, what you can expect to make and, you know, all these things. And, you know, having that clear understanding and, you know, journey knowing how to get to the next level is really making a huge difference for the young people, especially coming into the trades.
That's pretty cool.
Not many people know about that, Tom. So don't tell anybody.
I asked you the question, not knowing that was going to. But I mean, that having that kind of pathway is really important. It's the person who's never been exposed to it, or you know, even their family members never been exposed to it. Giving someone that kind of guidance is, the information just isn't there.
And it's necessary, and nobody takes the time. And it's hard. I mean, trust me, I have hundreds of hours into creating this pathway.
Oh, I was doing that in my head when you were talking about it.
But without that clear understanding, when I went through the trades, we kind of just learned by osmosis. I was sitting next to an electrician, hopefully I would just learn, and then I had to go beg for more money. Now it's like, hey, do you want to make more money? Great. Here's your pathway to make more money.
You know, I think back to when we were in the insurance business my brother and I came up with, standards that we expect everybody to adhere to.
Yep.
In terms of the accuracy and service and, how quickly you return a phone call, get stuff processed when people expect it to do. And I think I recently related the story about one time we had brought in outside consultants. And at the end of the, first day, the individual involved has, you don't send people off to school. Blah, blah, blah. So some of these people have families. It's hard for them to go away for a few days. And at the end of the third day, there was a man and a woman, and the woman was the lead of the team. She said, I don't understand this. She says, I've been in a lot of agencies. I'd said you don't have, certain things, but I've never been in an organization where every single person has a better sense of the culture of the organization. And that's what I've seen with you, Dave Stewart, and the folks that you have.
I appreciate that.
And, it's culture.
It's culture. It has to start with why. Simon Sinek's book, and that Start With Why book really helped me develop my why in business is to create a business where me and my future employees are proud to work at. And you have to be driven. You have to have that commander's intent. They all have to know. They don't have to call me every time because right. They know what Dave Stewart wants. We want to do the right job. We have to make money, but what we're gonna always do the right thing.
That's exactly how we ran our business. And when I think about this, that's each individual, just like you said a few minutes ago, each one of our individuals had the tools that they needed to do their job.
And so many owners or bosses will. I just had a conversation with a woman yesterday who's a friend of mine, and her boss wants her to do the financials, but he won't give her access to QuickBooks and do a bank account. You got to give these people the tools
that's,
to do
that's exactly
what they
right
need.
That's exactly right, for sure. Geographic area. What geographic area are you covering now primarily? I know I drove home yesterday with one of your DS Home service trucks right next to me here in Fishkill.
So down here, Fishkill and Beacon, this is our lower end. We say just a little south of 84 on both sides of the river, all the way up to lower Albany and lower Rensselaer counties. So, I got my Orange County electrical license, my Ulster County, my Greene County, we're good on both sides of the river up into lower Albany and lower Rensselaer. We're actually up high into Albany doing some gas work and now some HVAC stuff just last week. So large coverage area.
And in terms of, I know you want to, grow, but in a strategic fashion, you are looking for certain individuals now, or people should, even if maybe you're not looking for it right now, be in touch and keep their name in front of you?
What I always tell people, people ask me all the time, are you hiring? And I say, I will always find room for the best people. So yes, if there's a looking for a plumber right now, that's something that's high on the list to round out our team there. But I mean, if there's somebody that's hardworking or just doesn't even know, we just took on somebody who they were meant to come in to kind of be our shop person. We had him go with the HVAC crew, and he's a bull, Joe. He's just like this guy, and he's picking up, And when I first met him, I thought he would just be that bull that can just do our shop stuff and really hard work, and I knew that. He's picking up on his HVAC stuff. I foresee him running a van next year. I mean, he's just very intelligent, diligent, hardworking, and there's a pathway with that roadway. Yeah. And if you want it, and we have the class, we have a classroom in the building.
Yes.
We send people away for training. Mitsubishi and also a lot of these other manufacturers are great about having online training where if they take the initiative and they want to do it, they could. I had a kid, Mikey, just he wanted to go down the electrical path and didn't ever have the experience. He asked me if we would send him to BOCES. So he's going to be going. He just took his test. You know, good job, Mikey, if you're listening. He passed his test to get into the BOCES program in Ulster County. He's going to be starting that up in a month or two.
Yeah. I just find this, it's 35 years ago this summer that I got involved with what was then the Poughkeepsie Area Chamber of Commerce, and it was the Education Committee. And this issue about getting the trades and industrial arts in our schools was like my number one issue. And there's lots of people throughout the entire Hudson Valley region who will remember that, you know, mine was the voice that, wait a minute, how do we run a society if we don't have these people and train the next generation?
And, you know, as much as I'm not a big fan of these private equity companies, they have raised the bar. So
yes.
Now we're actually able to charge what's fair. Nothing, you know, we're not charging what some of them companies are charging, but we're charging enough that where we can really afford to pay our people a good wage where
yes.
they can survive in the Hudson Valley and thrive, you know, buy houses, you know, have vehicles, take vacations, you know. I mean, these are all things that tradespeople used to not do. It used
yes.
to be like they would make decent money, but it would be they would have no benefits.
Right.
So nowadays, it's a good career. It's a lifetime career in any of the trades.
And, of course, moving on, as again, every time you say something, this opens up another avenue of thought for me. I'll let you duck out of here in a minute. But one thing in terms of, you know, going on, getting into project management. I mean, that's a big, big deal. The person who can move up and start helping you plan the job and you know, overseeing so the right equipment and the right people and the right supplies are there when they need to be there. That's an overlooked part that is absolutely critical.
And having a pathway there, and that's really why I grew DS Electric to DS Home Services, was not for myself. I mean, when I was six people, I was making more money at six people than when I was at 11 and 12 people. But a friend of mine, Ryan Parsons, Brothers Just Do Gutters, he told me a long time ago, he said, at a point, you grow for your people. You don't grow for yourself. You have to grow for your people. And I lost a kid I thought he would retire with me, but he wanted more. And at that six people, seven people I had at the time, the best he could ever hope for was to run a van.
Right.
So at that point, I said, I need to create an organization where there's opportunities. And now we're attracting really, really good people because they know, hey, if I'm in the field for 5, 10, whatever years, when I'm in my late 40s, 50s, there's a home for me here where I can be a manager or a service, you know, supervisor or something like
training,
that.
Training other people, a
Correct.
Trainer, a estimator. I mean, again, there's multiple pathways. Well, Dave Stewart, it's, you know, first of all, thank you for your military service.
Thank you, Tom.
And I'm glad you came in, and you know, 3 years you and I've been doing business, and it's probably 8 years that you've been doing business with my brother Steve, I think.
I think so.
And you know, always consistently high service indeed. So I'll let you duck out of here, and listeners, don't go anywhere. We get a little sports report from the Zoles with some help at our friends at Atlas Star Copiers. Then I'll be back in a minute here on the Beacon.